For the longest time, history has shown that music is a part of culture by influencing human life. But how does music affect us mentally? Hello, and welcome back to Scale of Music. On this episode of the podcast, we will be talking about the mental effect music can have on a person. Everyone has their own story, so we'll dive in deep and see what different people have to say. Today, we have brought in Hunter to talk about his music preferences and what he does while listening to music. Thank you for coming in today. Now, if I may ask, what kind of music do you listen to?
Thank you again for inviting me, Andrew. To be honest, the music I listen to really depends on the mood I am. Like, for example, my two favorite genres that I tend to lean towards are country and R&B.
Why is country and R&B your favorite genres?
I'm going to say they're my favorite genres just due to how I was raised, with my dad and grandfather always listening to country music, and my grandmother loved listening to R&B. I tend to lean towards country, though, most of the time, because whether I'm outside a lot, whether I'm hunting or just doing stuff in general. However, I do usually tend to lean towards more rap and classical rock while working out.
Oh, I see. So as you stated earlier, your music preference changes with your mood. Do you think that music affects your mood and vice versa?
Yeah, I 100% wholeheartedly believe that music changes your mood. For example, when I miss my grandfather, who lives in southern Missouri, I usually tend to listen to older country, which we used to listen to a lot together. And doing this makes me feel closer to him, even though we live 500 miles away. And it also works like whenever I'm doing weightlifting or cardio. So instead of listening to country, I'll change it up to rap or classical rock. And it tends to make me feel more pumped and anxious for a workout. I mean, who would want to listen to country music working out?
Well said. But it looks like that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for coming in today, and I appreciate you taking in time out of your day to answer our questions. Coming up next, we will show an interview we had with psychology teacher Ms. Farah, and she will show her explanation on her view of music and the influences of different types of genres.
Andrew, and I would ask you, like to ask you a couple questions.
Yes.
My first question would be, what is your taste? What is your favorite taste on music?
For me, what I find myself listening to most is like praise and worship music.
Praise and worship
music. Because it's just, you know, very, of course, it's, some of it very inspiring, but many of the artists, their lyrics are things that, you know, I can relate to in life, struggles in life, and that others can hopefully relate to.
Interesting. And then my final question would be, who has the most personal impact on your music taste? Who personally has the most?
For me?
Yes.
I guess Teddy Jesus. The praise and worship music has a lot of different variety. Like some might be kind of country, some are more rock or pop or whatever. But so I think for me that's just maybe I'm just at a place in my life where I need to hear that. But for me that's what I try to kind of surround myself with, to give me and my son, you know, a message of hope and grace and peace. So I think right now, yeah, this part of my life, I like that. I do tend to gravitate more towards, I feel like more of the rock type of feel. I don't know if that's like the young woman inside me. I always liked rock music. I guess you would call it rock or pop rock or whatever. My son tends to gravitate towards more pop and kind of like Christian rap and that kind of thing. So we kind of have a variety going on in our house. And I think that's for me what influences me. Yeah, my choices.
Okay, thank you.
Another question that we have been frequently asked is music and how it helps individuals with daily activities. For that topic, I have brought in Hiram. Hey Hiram, thanks for coming in.
No, glad to be here.
So I wanted to ask you, how often do you listen to music?
All the time, really. Whether I'm in the car, in class, at work, or even just doing my homework at home. I love to have music playing in the background. I find that it helps keep me calm and productive at the same time.
So what kind of music helps you with your daily activities?
Ooh, that all depends on what I'm doing. If I'm at work and I'm trying to get a lot done in a short period of time, I'll listen to either rock or metal or something heavier, versus if I'm just in the car on the way to school, I might listen to something more laid back, maybe some indie music, maybe some electronic stuff, I don't know.
Do you think that type of music helps you focus?
It can help me focus. Again, it depends on what I'm doing. If I'm trying to do some homework, I'll listen to something more relaxed, more chill, not as upbeat, because I feel that if it's more upbeat, it makes you want to focus more on the music rather than on the homework. So I try and find more slower or just more relaxing songs to listen to stay productive.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your answers. Thank you for coming in today, Hiram.
It was a pleasure.
Up next, we have an interview with Ms. Washler, the orchestra director, where we asked her what she thinks about music and how it affects her on a day-to-day basis.
Music can change my mood. I can go into a class with kind of a tired or upset mood, and the music can totally change the way that I feel about the day.
Next, we asked Ms. Washler how music influences her.
So music has influenced my entire day-to-day life and my entire non-day-to-day life. It's why I became an orchestra director, and I love what I do.
Lastly, we asked Ms. Washler why people listen to music.
I think they listen to it for different reasons. Some listen to music to relax. Some listen to get away as kind of an escape. And some listen to it just because they love the way it sounds.
All right. The last topic we'll be talking about on Scale of Music is what makes music stick in people's minds. For that topic, I have brought in Allie.
Thank you for having me. I would say that it's because of whether or not the song is catchy. I feel like if the song is catchier, then it'll get stuck in our heads a lot easier.
Then when the song makes the song catchy?
It could be a mixture of the lyrics, the tempo, the rhythm, the beats, whatever it could be.
Then what would you say is the most catchy song that you know, and why?
The catchiest song I know is probably a tie between Old Town Road, just because it was played a lot, and I feel like that could also be a factor. If a song is played a lot more than others, it can get stuck because they're hearing it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So Old Town Road, or honestly, I'd have to go with Baby Shark too, because not only has that song taken over the world, but it literally just says Baby Shark and Mommy Shark and Daddy Shark like over and over 1,000 times.
So just really repetitive.
Yeah, repetitive lyrics, tempo, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, thank you. As we just heard, we heard about how songs get stuck in our heads. But our last interview with psychology teacher Ms. Farr further explains how music gets stuck in our heads.
How does music gets stuck in our heads?
I guess scientifically speaking would be typically, obviously, if something's more catchy, you know, if it has like that certain kind of that upbeat, it's in maybe it's maybe more like major as opposed to minor. I don't know the scientific or the musical terminology, but typically, like there are studies that show like certain kinds of songs, certain rhythms and beats get stuck in our head, which would also make sense to me. My son just recently learned how to read, but when he was a young reader, like the rhythm of, for example, like the Dr. Seuss books, like it has kind of this flow, this rhythm is shown scientifically, but also just, you know, within families, they can say, hey, this really has helped my child to learn how to read. And scientists would say a big part of that is that rhythm that kind of goes with the rhyming and everything and the flow of everything. So so I would think that the rhythm is a big part of it that kind of makes it catchy, but also repetitiveness. Like we hear a song on the radio and maybe like, oh, I don't know if I like it, but the more it's played, you start to like it more. Maybe you see the music video and it's a very inspiring music video and you start to really like that song and it gets stuck in your head.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you come back for next week's episode about why mumble rap is so popular with teens. How you know, man?